You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Gym Class at 3 past 3. Scott Udash with you from our studios on the southwest side. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side. We got a great show for you coming up. Iowa wrestling front and center coming up today. It's a Wednesday. That means we're going to talk with the Hall of Famer Mark Ironside. We're going to do that. Plus one, Mark Ironside and NCAA champion coach Tom Brands of the Iowa wrestling team. They will join us simultaneously coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And we will talk about the championship in St. Louis over the weekend. And should be a lot of fun with that. Thanks for listening. 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as your KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker. If you have not downloaded the mobile app, we encourage you to do so at any time. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And that is the phone line as well if you'd like to get in touch with us. 319-366-1600. Aloha, Mr. Dukes. You and Buttons were supposed to be on today, and I was supposed to be back tomorrow, but I came back a tick early. And for many reasons, one of those being I wanted to sit in with Tom and Mark.
Yeah, good afternoon, Scott, and welcome back, and very much looking forward to the interview. I mean, Ironside's one thing, but you add Brands in, and it just doubles the fun. No question about it. Speaking of doubles, I understand you got a couple rounds of golf in. That's good.
I did.
And a near hole-in-one, huh?
Yeah. Is it good on your first round of the year? You probably have your best opportunity to pick up a hole-in-one, and you got it within a foot, and it was the typical first rounds of the year. You've got one that was first one, yeah, okay, did some good things, almost hole-in-one, some bad things. That second, I tell you, I've been playing golf for 40 years, maybe even more than 40 years, and I don't think in 40 plus years I've ever had a good second round, because you think, oh yeah, that first round was good. Yep, but roll out of bed, let's do it again. Nope. It goes left, it goes right, it doesn't go. And then the third round gets a little bit better because you're thinking, yeah, we need to concentrate on this.
Well, I'm glad you got some in, and glad to have you back.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of golf, condolences going out in the golf world to DeWitt Weaver, actually DeWitt Weaver Jr., Mark. You and I both remember DeWitt Weaver, a regular at the Amana VIP in the day. I believe DeWitt was he 81 when he passed away? Okay. DeWitt Weaver, I don't think, if he missed a VIP, it wasn't very many down at Finkbein on Iowa City. And not a stellar career on the PGA Tour or anything like that, but he was kind of the he and Maltby and some of those other guys were kind of the quintessential pros of the 1970s, when golf was a lot different than it is right now, isn't it?
He's a good old Southern boy. He only won two tournaments on the PGA Tour. Very undistinguished career. But as you said, he was a regular at the Manna VIP. I remember interviewing him a couple times. Why? I don't know. Maybe he had a good round.
He was always entertaining.
He was entertaining. And that, they had a lot of those guys, Fuzzy Zeller and so many others. But that's the only reason he probably deserves any kind of mention in Eastern Iowa Day. His appearances at the VIP, which typically drew very modest crowds.
True. I will say this.
In his group,
yes. Unless he was with, Roy Clark or somebody like that, a celebrity. But I did almost get hit by, he was a long hitter for the day. I think it was one of the two, either 2 or 11. We were over there, me and my grandpa, when he was taking me to the VIPs back in the days. And I did not get hit by Gerald Ford. I almost got hit by DeWitt Weaver.
You stood a better chance getting hit by Gerald Ford, I can tell you that.
True. Very true. 319-366-1600. Text line available to you as we're going to talk some basketball here. I'm going to talk some wrestling, as we mentioned, and other things. We got a bowling night in a America preview as well coming up in a little bit. Let's start with basketball. I know you talked about basketball yesterday ad nauseum, Mark, and people probably are tired of talking about it on the men's side anyway, and maybe not the women's side, because congratulations to Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes getting to the Sweet 16 once again. And as 5037 on the text line says, Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Clark, Caitlin Clark. And it's going to be the battle of the freshmen coming up in the round of 16 between Iowa and UConn, which I think is going to be worth the price of admission as far as those games are concerned.
Yeah, it was a dominating performance for the Iowa women, and a lot of folks weighing in on Caitlin Clark's performance, none other than Kevin Durant. He put out an Instagram post that read, "She belongs in the league right now."
It's tournament time.
Whoops, sorry, Mark. See, I don't know what I'm doing now. I get back and I turn commercials on when you're talking.
That says a lot coming from Kevin Durant, but really solid performance. It's going to be must-see TV when Paige Beakers and Caitlin Clark, the two top freshmen, get together. And by the way, Iowa State trying to punch its ticket to the Sweet 16 tonight against second-seeded Texas A&M. A&M about a three-point favorite. And we'll have that for you on 1600 and 102.3 FM, starting with a broadcast at 6 o'clock.
Yep, we'll join up at 6 o'clock, just past 6 o'clock, with the tip-off for that one from San Antonio, as Iowa State will try to pull off the upset, also against an SEC team. And we'll see how that goes for Bill Finley and the Cyclones. Jones with a tremendous game in the first round, and that nail-biter against Michigan State as far as the Iowa State women are concerned. The Sweet 16 coming up on Saturday as far as men's basketball coming away right here on KGYM. We also have NBA basketball tonight as well at 8:30, late night NBA basketball. 319-366-1600, 11 past 3. Let me just get this out before we talk about wrestling, Mark. Watching ad nauseum the same commercials on television and listening to it on the radio a lot. As far as the first weekend of the NCAA men's basketball tournament is concerned, and I must admit I did not listen in to you guys yesterday. I apologize for that. I was busy, but you and I have conversed and we kind of bounced ideas off one another as far as what basketball was. I'm going to say this: the teams that were successful in the first weekend were teams that went out and attacked defensively without fouling on the perimeter, got after you. And the teams, hey, is this anything new, that were long and lanky and athletic on the outside. Real good example, the Oregon Ducks. And, of course, they took it to Iowa offensively and defensively. By the way, congratulations to the Conference of Champions. I can't do Bill Walton. The Pac-12 is just laying waste to the NCAA basketball tournament. And they're good. Other than Colorado losing their second round game, Oregon State's got a good team. They got a good big, 6'8 guy that goes out, shoots outside with Silva. That's a good basketball team that was picked 12th in the Pac-12 to start the season. UCLA is getting their act together right now. We saw what Oregon did as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. And You and I both talked about the fact that USC, we thought that would be a real big challenge if Iowa got there. Well, Iowa didn't get there. USC did. And I think that's the recipe right now as far as basketball is concerned, Mark. And I think it's also, and we'll talk about this more after we talk with Tom and Mark here in a little bit, but as far as just the makeup of the athleticism between the Big Ten and other conferences. You see the Big Ten, and if you got a guy walking out there that looks like Jim Rowinski, everyone's, yeah, look at that guy. That's our Big Ten player. He can't guard anybody. And a lot of guys in the Big Ten couldn't guard anybody. Now, with that being said, the teams that played Big Ten squads played very, very well. Who would have Oregon lost to if they played the way they did against Iowa? Maybe Gonzaga 5 out of 10 times.
Yeah, they played extremely well. And to your point about the diversity of the tournament, 10 different leagues are represented in the Sweet 16, including the four from the Pac-12. A lot of discussion yesterday about on the show the Big Ten's failures and how we characterized Iowa's season and the defensive woes. A lot about Luka Garza and the accolades that he collected, and about what you would expect, really.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. A couple of notes on the text line before we get to wrestling, and we'll talk some more basketball coming up after we talk wrestling. 6739, thank you. Nailed it, Scott. Teams play defense. Matchups. It's about matchups when you get to the NCAA tournament. And 6429, yes, UCLA guard Tiger Campbell, his dad Tony, real good player at Regis and at Luther. Yeah, Tony Campbell, terrific player for the Regis Royals back in the day. And, yeah, Tiger is a chip off the old block. T-Y-G-E-R, by the way, not T-I-G-E-R.
Wait, Tony Campbell has a college basketball son?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a great player at Regis.
Certainly was. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some wrestling when we return. We'll talk with both Mark Ironside and head coach Tom Brands of the National Championship Iowa Wrestling Team, and we'll speak with them right after this. You're listening to The Gym Class on this Wednesday here on KGYM.
It's tournament time, and with so many games going on, who wants to bet just one? That's why betting parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook is the way to go. It's a great way to combine bets from different games for an even bigger win. And guess what? FanDuel is here to help you if your parlay doesn't go as planned. They'll give you up to $25 back in site credit if your parlay of three legs or more falls one leg short. That's one parlay per day each day of the tournament for new and existing users. You can bet on first half money lines, first half spreads, second half money lines, second half spreads. The possibilities are endless. That's why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app. They're always hooking us up with an easy-to-use app, many different betting options, and exclusive always-on promotions. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code KUHN so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back at 318, Gym Class on a Wednesday coming your way on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you, and that is our phone line as well. And we're going to talk some college wrestling with you. We do that on Wednesdays with Mark Ironside, and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. A very, very proud supporter of the Iowa wrestling program, as well as the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. And last time I saw Kurt, he had his Hawkeye Wrestling Club sweatshirt on. So very happy about what happened in St. Louis over the weekend. And whoops, I think we dropped Tom.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, but hopefully he's going to call back. There he is. All right, let me see if I can get this going here, and we'll get Tom back on there. We got Mark here, though.
Yeah, I'm a good second place, person here in this situation, which is great. I'll be second place to Tom. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, first of all, before we bring on Tom, are you and Steven okay? I mean, you went through a whole regiment of calisthenics down in St. Louis, and you know, I just want to know, you're fine. I'm kind of concerned about Steven.
Steven on Monday, I know, was hurting bad. I know that he said when he got up that morning to walk, he forgot all about it, and he literally almost fell to his knees. His legs were hurting pretty bad. So he's not used to that stuff, but he was a trooper. Chris Brewer's a trooper. It adds a lot to, you know, the makeup of the long, long days and kind of the excitement of the tournament. And it's nice just to have some space to be able to do that. And that was really nice in the quarters that we were in.
Hey, Mark, before we bring on Coach Brands, a texter seems to think that Spencer Lee's comment, "Excuses are for wusses," came from you.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I'm right along the lines of that. I believe in that, but I don't know where it would have came from me, you know, directly. So that's his own deal, man. He said it. That's him. That's all him. And I love it.
Are t-shirts in the works?
No, I got to be very, very careful. You can't print anything that has anything related to a current student athlete, coach, or anything like that, and my license would be in serious jeopardy. So, no, I'm not going to tackle that, or can't. And I've been hit up by many people to be able to do that, but that's not going to happen. And I got to protect myself and my business and my license. So no.
Indeed, indeed. And did we lose Tom again? We got him here. No. Yes. We good? All right. I think we got Coach Brands. Now we lost Mark. This is all going very, very well. We'll get Mark back on the phone here and get him dialed up and ready to go here. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And we do have Coach Tom Brands with us here. And Coach, let me be the 374th in line to congratulate you and the team on the championship. And before we get into that too much, did want to ask, obviously with 2020 not occurring, the national championship, the season stopped just ahead of it last year. And having to wait over 700 days to get in position to win another one, did that make this one an even sweeter situation?
I mean, I don't look at it that way. I don't think our guys look at it that way. I think that the way these guys were wired through COVID, even before, I mean, these guys they're on the fly. I mean, they handle adversity well, and you just can't say enough good about how they handle things like this. So is it sweeter? You know, I don't think so. I think they maintained their mindset that they were going to have to fight and have good attitude. You know, our fans should look at it. What's that? Are you guys there?
Yeah, can you hear us, Tom?
And the way that our fans should look at it is this was a two-year run of dominance. We ran the table 2 years ago, two seasons ago. We ran the table this year. and we have an opportunity to do it again for year three. And these guys are all on board with that.
Tom, let's talk about your lone national champion, Spencer Lee. Phenomenal run there. People were really, I think, astounded that he said in the post game that he didn't have either ACL. Take us through the examination of Spencer and the decision to go.
Well, first of all, our medical team is top-notch. I don't talk about injuries. I know he talked about it. I'll let him keep talking about the details as much as he wants. But, the injury happened in the Big Ten tournament, and he was dug in. He was very defiant from the get-go that he was going to go. And our medical team, starting with Andy Peterson, our team doctor, and then with our surgeons, Westerman, and then our trainer, Jesse Donenworth, top-notch. And, Spencer Lee's the type of guy where he knows that weight control and nutrition and rest is important in wrestling, and none of those things went away, and he controlled what he could control. And, that's real cliche now that, you talk about that stuff, but that's essentially what he did. And you know what? He was very defiant and very, very focused on the task at hand and got it done.
Mark, bringing you in here as well with Coach, how surprised were you the way that Spencer wrestled in against top-notch competition, the best competition in the country, and then you find out that he had the injury? This just kind of catapults Spencer to the top, I would imagine, as far as Iowa wrestling and individuals that have been down the line. It just has to.
It's hard to compare apples to apples or apples to oranges. Sometimes everybody has different injuries all the time. If there's ever a time that you go out on the mat and you don't have an injury, there's probably something wrong with you. That's just the way that the sport is. I mean, everybody wrestles hurt. But the thing is about Spencer Lee is, which I guess you could look at it as kind of unfortunate for him, but he's been wrestling with torn ACLs for a long time. He's had a lot of injury. I mean, he wrestled with a torn ACL in the state finals, back in high school. And so not to say that you're accustomed to it or used to it, but he's dealt with it before, I guess is the best way to put it. And he is a competitor. And as Tom has said many times, he is a tough, tough son of a bee on the mat. And when it comes to be go time, and obviously it was at Nationals, there was no doubt in his mind he was gone from the get-go. There was no, I'm not going to do this type of thing. It sounds like he was 100% in. And that just goes to show you his mentality and, what he's capable of. And I've said it many times on the radio that some of the things that he does on a wrestling mat, you just can't teach. And every time that he goes out, it's just like you're just amazed by something new that he does. And he finds a way to wrestle through and around injuries. He's such a smart wrestler. And that's what makes him so stinking doggone good and tough. And it's his upbringing as well, too, with his parents. And there's a lot that goes into that, I mean, there's not very many people that can go out and do what Spencer Lee did, and it doesn't just happen overnight. And that's a huge, tribute to Spencer Lee.
Coach Brands, I have a question about Alex Marinelli. Of course, he lost in the quarters and decided to medically default the rest of the tournament. And then, frankly, there's some opinions out there that are outrageous on social media, as there usually are. I'm going to give you an opportunity to expand on that or specify that if you could.
I'm not following you on what's on social media, so you'd have to enlighten me there. What's the question?
The question is, why did what was the injury, or why did he default?
Well, I don't talk about injuries, and I'm not going to start now. I can tell you that Alex Marinelli represents himself, his God, this program, his family, his teammates with the utmost integrity, and he's one of the toughest guys I've ever coached. And if he doggone forfeited out of the tournament, he couldn't go. And that's all that needs to be said. And whatever's outrageous out there that's being said is, from people that are irrelevant in my world and should be irrelevant in any Hawkeye fans' world. Alex Marinelli has represented this program from day one since he stepped on campus, and he's a staunch asset in what we're trying to accomplish and continue to accomplish, and he's a big reason why that trophy's back in Iowa City, Iowa.
Yeah, very well put, very well put. And Coach, up and down the lineup, it takes 10 guys. You had 10 to win a national championship. I know Saturday you would have loved to have gone 3-for-3, but they were all good matches. Just kind of assess everyone up and down the lineup, because you got bonus points up and down all throughout the 3 days of the tournament, and that's what it takes to win a title, especially with the Penn State surging at the end.
Well, I like how you think. Bonus points are important, no doubt. The biggest thing is, you know, everybody contributed. And, you know, like Mirren, you know, he maybe didn't get what he wanted or whatever, but he had a turnaround. He beat a guy that beat him in the Big Ten, Lovett from Nebraska. That was a big win for him. You know, there's a lot of things that were going on with his team health-wise that people will never know. And to Ironside's point, you know, if there's not something wrong with you, whether it's an illness or an injury, you know, there might be something wrong with you as a wrestler, and there's a lot to that. So, and Mirren, you know, he might be in that category without me getting into details. But, you know, let's start with heavyweight. Cassiope, third place, absolutely on track to, you know, be one of the best heavyweights in this program. Now, the Bannocks, of course, are legend in lore, but this guy's getting better. His lifestyle is intact. His leadership is top-notch. He helps us recruit. He's very well-spoken for our alum. You know, we have this facility project that we're doing, and, you know, guys like Spencer Lee and Marinelli and Cassiope and Kemmerer are well-spoken advocates for that as well. So, you know, he's in the right place going forward, and he's going to probably compete this spring. There'll be some international competition this spring that he's looking at. Jacob Warner, fourth place, wants to win bad. He's very competitive. Probably has to, you know, work on maybe the frustration aspect of his wrestling a little bit when things aren't maybe going the way and it's not quite as easy as he wants it to be. He's going to need to, like, learn to explode and make things happen to go his way. And I'm talking this way because of, you know, the Oklahoma State match. The guy rode him, and it wasn't like he threw a leg in and got him flat in his belly. It was just a long, patient ride where the guy just hung on him, and we never really did a really explosive movement or a chain wrestle series of movements to get off the bottom. And, you know, that's something that he's going to have to learn to be able to make adjustments right in the middle of the match. And the best wrestlers in the world can make adjustments, you know, at the snap of a finger. And we need to keep working on Jacob Warner there. Nelson Brands, his best wrestling was in the Big Ten tournament. That's not where he wants to be. Have his best wrestling. You want to have your best wrestling in the national tournament. And, you know, he needs to get tougher, and he needs to get a little bit more mature through a difficult process where you're putting match after match after match where you got to get ready to go, to go, to go. And, you know, really from the Big Ten into the national tournament, you know, he had tough matches. So you're talking about, you know, 6-7 tough matches, and then you're going right into the national tournament. And, you know, you got a tough match, and then you got another one, and then another one. And so we need to, like I said, we need to toughen him up a little bit. Good kid, tough kid, just need to get him on track a little more. 74, Cameron, the big question with him is he coming back? And, you know, we're having conversations with him right now. It's too early to have conversations that are in detail on that stuff, but the bottom line is that he is the reason why this trophy is back. He led the charge with a commitment and a signing, and that guy's character and attention to all things student-athlete are basically setting the tone for the culture of this team. You know, record number in the academics, record number academic All-Americans. That's because of Michael Kemmerer and his attention to detail there. He's going to have a master's in finance in another month and a half here, and you know, we'll see. We joke that we wanted to go after his doctorate, be, you know, master doctorate Kemmer. So there's a lot of to pay attention to there, and we'll see what shakes out there. 165, we talked about him. 57, Caleb Young. What a big payback match from a year ago in that Oklahoma State duel here in Carver Hawkeye Arena. You know, he let that match with Wyatt Sheets get away, and he wrestled him for seventh place, finished on a strong note. We could have climbed him up that podium, but he contributed. He contributed in a big way. I mean, we won 5 out of 6 matches in that morning round, and that hasn't been talked about a lot, and that's a big, big deal. And, you know, 3 of them were bonus points. So, and I may be wrong, 2 for sure were bonus points, Cassiope and DeSanto. But anyway, so, you know, that was a big match for Caleb Young, and we got to keep getting him better as well. He's coming back for his COVID relief year. 149, Miran, talked about him. Ironman, you know what? You don't fault a guy for putting it all on the line and going out. He was hit deep 3 times in the first period. The guy ran off the mat, I'll say it. And they let you run off the mat. So we got to be better there at finishing, and we got to be better conditioned. And we got to absolutely finish that attack, and we have to absolutely be in better shape. And if he does those things, he's going to be very hard to beat. He wants to wrestle internationally. You know, he's going to be around this program for a long time. 133, DeSanto. You know, what do you say about him? I mean, scored a lot of bonus points. Came back strong for 3rd. And, you know, when you're talking about, you know, making guys better in every aspect, you know, he's one that, you know, we have to get him under control a little bit more. So that's the recap. You got Abe Assad in that wrestling room. You got, you know, 3 or 4 freshmen that are absolutely going to contribute next year. You know, Cullen Schriever, Patrick Kennedy are probably leading the charge. You got Gabe Christensen. You have Jesse Ibarra. You have, you know, Leif Schroeder, Brett Lee Reyna. So there's our freshman class. And then we got a great recruiting class coming in and led by, you know, one of the best guys in the country, Drake Ayala, that Ironside watched in Des Moines, you know, in mid-February. So we're fired up about the future. Like I said, this championship is about a lot of people. Spencer Lee winning the wrestling match brought a lot of joy to Hawkeye fans. The trophy's back in Iowa City. That's an important trophy. We got to keep getting better, and this is about 2 years of dominance, and now it's about, you know, striving for 3 years of dominance, and that's where we're at.
Tom, I wanted to ask you about this extra year of eligibility that wrestlers and others are afforded. Obviously, it's beneficial to you because it appears a lot of these guys are coming back. Spencer Lee gets a shot at being a 4-timer. It also creates odd situations. We could have 5-time All-Americans, even a 5-time national champion. How do you weigh in? What's your feeling about that?
Well, it was the absolute right thing to do, and I think the NCAA did it because when they canceled the season last year, ultimately, and the Big Ten led the charge on that. But when the national tournament was canceled, it wasn't right to not offer something in relief for a guy like Pat Lugo. And there was so much criticism that they were like, okay, we're going to offer our relief early in case we get in COVID trouble. And I think that's what happened. And if they would have known that this was a certain, you know, foregone conclusion that they were going to compete or that there was going to be these national championships and they were going to be held and they weren't going to be canceled, I don't think that would happen. But it's the absolute right thing to do. And, you know, we were robbed of history with Pat Lugo, and Spencer Lee was robbed of history a year ago, and there's redemption. There's redemption with this year of relief. I mean, imagine Spencer Lee being a 3-timer this year and his eligibility's done. That's a crime. Yeah. That's not right. And I think they pulled the plug too early. for Minneapolis. I think they could have had a tournament with no fans in the stands, so it's absolutely the right thing to do. You're asking me my opinion, of course, and that's my opinion.
Yeah. Talking with Coach Tom Brands and Mark Ironside here in the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class for a few more minutes here on KGYM. And wanted to get both your guys to weigh in on this, if I could, a little bit about how the tournament was conducted down in St. Louis. I think when the UNI basketball team had their scare the week before, we kind of all doubled our efforts and going, oh boy, hopefully nothing like this is going to happen for wrestling. It didn't. I think everything went pretty well, but I wanted to get your guys' takes on how everything went down in St. Louis over the weekend. Coach, if you want to comment first.
I think it was great. You know, they split those first sessions where you have 330 wrestlers, you know, in the tournament. They split those sessions up. So you had, you know, 165 wrestlers at each session. So it was way less crowded, and people didn't, you know, the people running the tournament were making sure social distancing was intact, and it was intact. There was no issues. So they did a good job, and credit the leadership to get it off, and credit leadership to change some things format wise. And we got to wrestle, and that's the best outcome.
Mark?
I think, you know, just go along with Tom. You know, they had the tournament, and that's the most important thing. These guys got an opportunity to go out and compete for national championships, both individually and team-wise. And I think at the end of the day, that's the most important thing, and that's what counts. As far as, you know, how the tournament was run, Tom, you know, described that and talked about how it was fluent. I liked how they split the two sessions up for, you know, the fact that it was kind of nice to have a break. It made those sessions go really fast. But then also at the same time, it made them longer, you know, the day a little bit longer, which was not a big deal. You know, as far as the atmosphere that goes in there, you know, those guys are going to go out and wrestle. You know, I mean, you've heard it before. You're going to go out and wrestle in, you know, in the backyard when there's nobody else out there. It doesn't really matter. If you throw down a wrestling mat, the guys are going to, you know, chomp at the bit to go out. It doesn't matter if there's 20,000 people in the stands or if there's, you know, 2,500 people like they let in there. So, I from a spectator point of view, and I did miss having, you know, 20,000 people in the arena or whatever it seats. I missed the, you know, the boos. I really look forward to the boos against Iowa. That means we're doing something right. And I look forward to the cheers from the Iowa sections. And I think that adds a lot of energy to the arena. And I think it gives the guys a little bit more of a boost, you know, when they're standing in the tunnel getting ready to go and warming up, and one of their fellow teammates gets a fall and the Iowa section just absolutely erupts, and then it's your turn to go out next, and just how that fires you up. I think a little bit of that was missing, you know, and but at the end of the day, it was good. It ran a good tournament. It was awesome to have it, and onward and forward to Detroit, where crush your fingers and hope and pray that, you know, it's at full capacity and we can get back to some normalcy there in 2022.
I have a question for both of you as well. Let's go to Mark first, and it involves replays. And I know you and I talked about this earlier today, Mark, but for those out there that watched any or listened to any part of the NCAA tournament, I mean, they had a separate room for some of the replays to go through. And on the one hand, you always want to get it right. But my big issue was with the clock. That Campbell kid got hosed in whatever round it was, because they couldn't review the clock. Mark, first, I wonder if you'd comment on replays.
You know, I'm glad that they have them. I like having them. You know, I don't think that sometimes the referees really coincide with each other. I think they kind of back each other too much, and whether it was the right or wrong call, I think they stick with the call probably a little bit too much. You know, but I think at the end of the day, I personally like having them. I just think that sometimes when they're really, really drug out and it takes forever and a day to, you know, look at something, I think it takes away from the effect of the actual outcome of the match as far as, you know, the stoppage and guys getting some rest time and water breaks and so forth or whatever. I wish that there was a way that they could figure that stuff out a little bit quicker and it wouldn't take quite so long, you know. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's good. It's important to get the right call. So as far as the Ohio match goes,
I mean, like they stated, that was the NCAA stated the rule is that it was a if you would have went to a stopwatch, that's considered kind of like an artificial time or clock, and they don't allow that. It has to be from the official clock, and since that wasn't working, they couldn't go back, which, you know, to me and everybody else out there, common sense says that you just go back, you watch the referee blow the whistle, you start a stopwatch, and if 6 seconds tick off before he blows it again, then you just start the clock with 1 second left. And hopefully because of this situation, then next year that will be a rule that's, you know, in play in the rule book, and they learn from this time around.
Tom, from a coaching standpoint?
I would agree with everything, and the only other thing I would add is that, remember, there's a committee now that's separate. It's a four-person committee that is reviewing these calls instead of the referees reviewing their own calls. Now, the referees can still review their own calls if they want to or need to, but if you throw the cube and from the corner, then it is reviewed by an independent review party, and I think that's a really good step in the right direction. And I know that the coordinators, the officials coordinators, Tim Shields and Mike Hagerty, really like that rule as well. I think we're getting closer to it. To Ironside's point, it takes too long. Absolutely. We just probably need to streamline some organization with some IT. And, you know, University of Iowa has a pretty good IT guy, this Eddie Etsy, in our athletic department. Man, I'll tell you what, he could put together something special. And I tell you what, it would rock and roll. And it'd be as smooth as a Swiss watch.
There you go. We may have got him. You want to keep him, though. Don't lose him to the NCAA.
10-4.
Things are already hopping for next year, I know. There is no off season. That's a very big summer, obviously, with the Olympics coming up. And then as soon as the Olympics are done, you go right into getting ready for 21-22 and to defend the championship. So there is no rest right now in the room or anywhere around the wrestling world.
Yeah, our list doesn't change. I mean, from year to year, our list is the same, and you just keep going. I mean, we're going to be in Dallas this weekend for the Olympic Trials Last Chance Qualifier, and then 2 weeks from this weekend, or 1 week from this weekend, is the Olympic Trials. So, you know, USA Wrestling's pushing ahead. Tokyo announced there'll be no abroad fans allowed. So that's some news there, but the games are still a go, and that's what's important right now.
Mark, I wanted to wonder if you comment on performance of Iowa State's Carr and the youngster Kekeisen up at UNI.
Yeah, congratulations to Carr. You know, he's a great kid, outstanding kid. You know, he's a lot of you know, good wrestling bloodlines in that family. So. I was happy for him that, you know, he won in the finals match there, and he looked good. I think his finals match was actually probably the semifinals match, which that one where he had to come from behind and win at the end there. But it was good. It's good for David Carr and that Carr family. Great people. Kekeisen, that's good. Good for Doug Schwab. He got an All-American. I know that's probably not sitting very well. Doug Schwab only having I think it was only one All-American. They actually had a pretty decent run in that first round and then kind of fell off. I know that Brody Teske, former four-timer out of Fort Dodge, he came up short really close in a couple of matches, a couple one-point close matches. And, you know, they're right on the verge, and they got some good talent up there. They're a young team. Last year was kind of their big push to maybe get a top 10. And unfortunately for them and many other people like Lugo, it was just kind of stolen from them, unfortunately. So, you know, that hurt that, you know, UNI program last year having so many seniors. But they're young, they're coming back, and that Kekeisen, you know, getting an All-American honors, that was big for them, and it gives them something to walk away with, at least, and looking forward to next year.
Last one for me, for you, Coach, and kind of a two-prong looking at next year. You mentioned already getting to work, but what's things look like for next year schedule-wise? You're going to try to get back to the Midlands. I know it's early, but at least in the back of your mind, I know you probably got some things you'd like to check off, some boxes anyway. And then we had a listener ask, how has COVID affected the recruiting process for you guys?
Well, there's a dead period, so we can talk to guys. We can get on Zoom calls and all that. You know, that doesn't affect us communicating, but you just cannot have them on campus and you can't go out and visit them. So That's the COVID question on recruiting. You just adapt. And then the schedule, you know, we're going to be outside the Big Ten. I mean, we're going to be Oklahoma State on that February 19th weekend. We're going to go to the Midlands. We're going to have, you know, some non-conference teams coming in and early in the season. And, you know, we'll wrestle Iowa State again as well. So, you know, this is a one-year interruption and back to normal for now. And we'll see how it rolls as we get into it deeper.
Mark Dukes, do you have anything? No, you're good.
No, I think just appreciate both your fellows' time and congratulations once again.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been great. You know, Ironside and I, we're good friends, and it's good to be on the phone with you talking wrestling always. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Mark, thank you too, buddy.
Thanks a lot for joining us today, Tom. Really, really appreciate it, and we'll see you in the Turkey Woods here sometime soon.
Tom misses the now do you guys, you know, miss the Uno matches and the buses and things like that? That'll be back next year, right?
You know, I didn't get, yeah, it kind of was a bummer for me. I didn't get to travel with the team at all this year, and it was really no fun trying to call those matches from Kinnick Stadium off of a off of a TV, just like you're sitting at home watching it. You just don't get the real feel of the matches and the outcomes of them and what's going on kind of behind the scenes. And, you know, you like to see what's going on with the coaching staff at the time. And you can read a lot being into how the match is going by seeing it in person versus you can on TV. And it was really nice to be able to go to the Big Ten and the national championships in person. And I know it added a lot to the broadcast and for me as well. But the 12-hour drive home from State College and the 4-hour drive home from St. Louis would have been a lot better if I would have just drove from Kinnick Stadium to Swisher, Iowa. But, you know, you give and take, right?
Hey, you were, from the vantage point you guys took pictures of, you were almost calling it from Iowa City.
Sure looks like it, huh? Yeah. Good thing I remember my binos for St. Louis, because that's what I had permanent rings around my eye from staring at them through them so much for a 3-day straight.
How do we know that was Tom Brands and not Terry, Mark?
I can tell you right now that was Tom by his voice. They have very distinct voices, so you can tell them, and obviously their demeanors.
Of course.
Mark, hey, thanks, man. We'll get together one more time next week, but thanks for helping out, getting Tom on board with us today.
You bet. Absolutely, fellas. Thanks a lot for bringing him on, and always supporting wrestling and Iowa wrestling and college wrestling in general, and also a big, huge thank you to that American Family Insurance guy.
Kurt.
Big old Kurt Gustafson, he's the best. But, yeah, I will see you guys again next Wednesday if you still want to have me on. We got lots to talk about, and I look forward to it. So.
We'll get you back.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, see you guys.
Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, joins us on Wednesdays here in the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll give you a break, come back, Bowling Night in America preview, a little bit more about hoops, and more coming up after this.
When an all-expense-paid trip to the College Basketball National Championship in New Orleans next season, just stop by your local Quick Star. Purchase any 20-ounce Coca-Cola product with your Quick Rewards card, and you're automatically entered to win. Pick up any package of Quick Star's hand-breaded fried chicken, receive another entry. Purchase both together? Yep, you get 10 bonus entries. See stores for details. No purchase necessary to win. Coca-Cola, fried chicken, and college hoops. Are you kidding me? Life is good. Quick Star, we got you covered.
From the gridiron to the nine iron, experience the thrill of the game anywhere in Iowa with Elite Sportsbook. You can now sign up for Elite Sportsbook on your phone anywhere in Iowa and receive your first bet risk-free, up to $500. Just visit EliteSportsbook.com to create an account, and your first bet is on us, up to $500. It's time to play your game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Update your home's exterior with new siding and get 11% off everything at Menards. Timbercrest Premium Double 4-Inch Vinyl Siding is engineered to be durable, 15% thicker, and has the look of natural cedar siding. It has a limited lifetime warranty and is available in 9 colors. $6.79 per 12.5-foot piece after 11% off. Good through March 27th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And it is a Wednesday. That means it is a Bowling Night in America night. And our preview is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. They are getting few and precious left. I think this is the T-4 mark going to the end of the year. The race for the left side of the sheet is on. We are tied for fourth going into play tonight.
Yeah, there's 4 weeks left in the season, and we've got a chance to, you know, maybe move into second with three or four good weeks. But first things first, it's New Image tonight, I believe. Scott is the opponent, and nobody's ever easy, so let's get out there and get 20-plus, huh?
That would be good. That would be good. And I'm way down on the end again, 29 and 30, so... We're going to talk with Mike about that. I think we're on the end or on the second to end every week. Who's putting this together?
I don't know, but good luck to everybody tonight. And May City Bowl is open for open bowling. They're forming some summer leagues. They've got some Friday night tournaments that they're putting together. A great pro shop there. Andy Dirks at the helm. If you have any questions, 362-0136, or you can always visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Please do. Please do, and we'll have a report coming up for you tomorrow. Our thanks again to Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brands and Mark Ironside for joining us here, talking college wrestling today. We did hit a little bit of basketball, and maybe more basketball coming up tomorrow. We'll recap Iowa State. Their game, which comes up tonight at 6 o'clock, the Cyclones at Texas A&M. We will look at the Sweet 16 coming up as well. But wanted to kick around, maybe we can do this tomorrow, Mark, the fact that another disappointment for the Big Ten. And unless Michigan goes crazy, it's going to be another year, 20-plus and counting as far as the Big Ten winning a national men's basketball championship is concerned. We hit upon it a little bit earlier on. Is it due to the fact the Big Ten, and you can see it just watching last weekend and listening last weekend to the tournament, the Big Ten plays a different brand of basketball. Not saying it's better, not saying it's worse. They play a different brand of basketball. And it's a much more physical brand of basketball. And when you get athletic teams with 6'7", 6'6", 6'8", rangy guys that can guard, that can go to the basket, that can post up, that can shoot the threes, the Big Ten seems to be looking in quicksand a lot.
Yeah, I think it's worth revisiting because we're entering the second weekend of the tournament with one Big Ten squad, and Mike Halas had some interesting observations on that subject yesterday. Podcast available at kgymradio.com. I think you're spot on in your observations. They kind of dovetail with some of what Mike had to say. Excuse me. But when does it end? When does it end?
When you start recruiting guys of a different ilk, perhaps. And is it time to do that? I don't know. Did see, you let me know that Iowa State with T.J. Otzelberger coming in, three guys into the portal. There are approaching 700 in the transfer portal right now. And this is basically basketball free agency, and we haven't had the NCAA give the go-ahead to just have one free transfer. How there's going to be over 1,000 in the transfer portal when you get that NCAA go-ahead to have one freebie. It's getting crazy. You can basically do an NBA and build a team now, you know, if it works out that way for you. And don't know if that's good or not.
Stay tuned because T.J. Otzelberger is apparently interested in bringing Kyle Green on board. the UNI assistant, who happens to have a very talented son in AJ Green. I'm not suggesting that that is a deal that's locked up or even a package deal, but you might want to stay tuned.
Might want to stay tuned on that indeed. And answer Andy's questions on the text line. Yes, Caddy Smack is back. It will start the week of the Masters on Wednesday, April the 7th. Looking forward to having Brian Haas with us from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, talking some golf at that time, Andy. So stay tuned for that. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joins us tomorrow. We'll talk a lot of college hoops coming your way tomorrow. Iowa State women tonight against Texas A&M. Mark, thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Yes, sir. Talk to you then.
Stay tuned. Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
Businesses that run like clockwork establish routines they trust. That's why over 1 million companies rely on Cintas. We'll help you protect employees and customers with essential safety supplies. Inspect your fire.